Hi guys, welcome back to the show. My name is Vicky McLeod and this is the Europe is Coming podcast. This time I get to speak to Gijs Spaans. He's the MD for FitAid in Europe and he was the first person to import the drink into the continent. We talk about its roots, its athletes and its goals for 2024. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome, Gijs Spaans, to the Europe is Coming podcast. You are the managing director of the Life and Beverage Company for Europe. Have I got that
almost
right?
Almost. It's the Life Aid Beverage Company Europe. Yeah.
You are representing today for me one of my favourite drinks, and in fact, the best drink I think there is to have after you've had a disgusting, sweaty, nasty workout.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a FitAid.
Is our number one SKU here in Europe for the Life Aid Beverage Company. Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, we could just start with how great FitAid is because I love it. And it's the perfect refreshing drink. But maybe you should tell me a little bit about yourself because a lot to talk about. I could just talk about the flavor of FitAid for half an hour, but that would be boring for everybody because they already know what it tastes like.
What it tastes like, absolutely. Yeah.
So how does it start with who you are and what did you do before you became MD for FitAid?
So my name is Gijs Spaans, and if we start from the very beginning, I was born in France, in Versailles. Then we moved to the Netherlands, and I have both Dutch parents. So where I lived in Haarlem. Then we moved to the UK, lived there for a couple of years. Moved back to Haarlem in the Netherlands, and then after school, very young, joined the army, got into sports a lot there, left the army, got into outdoor sports, and through outdoor sports into the fitness, where I had a large Globo gym in the Netherlands, which I eventually sold to a low-cost fitness chain. And then I started my own CrossFit gym about 10 years ago. I think it would be 10 years ago, yeah, which I had a lot of fun in. And in the beginning, we were teaching morning classes and evening classes, and we're closing in the afternoon. And I had some experience with web shops. I used to have a website called kitesurfshop.com, where I sold kitesurf gear, not very successfully, but we did it. And I was looking to sell some products in the CrossFit space in my downtime in the afternoons as a side income. Tried everything, grips, beef jerky. And then FitAid was emerging in the US as well, in the CrossFit space. So ordered a pallet of that stuff, had it shipped over by boat, and that sold out pretty quickly. And then I knew we were onto something. And eventually FitAid outgrew the gym business, the CrossFit box. And I got to concentrate full time on being the distributor of FitAid. And 3 years ago, eventually the Life Aid Beverage Company acquired my distribution company. And now I'm employed directly by the Life Aid Beverage Company as the director for everything in Europe. So that's really fast. But
whoa. I mean, so you're the original importer of FitAid into Europe?
Yes. Yes.
Respect. What was the thing that attracted you to it at the beginning?
Like I said, I was trying a lot of products and it had a bit of buzz around it. And I thought this could be fun. And we just wrote an email. And that's how it started.
So you started because it felt it, because you were interested in it, and then it grew and grew and grew.
Correct.
And then it became so popular that you got bought out by the people that you were importing it for.
Correct.
Wow. Yes. That's like business perfect storm.
Yeah, and I still get to do what I like every day. So we still have a lot of independence, even though we feel really supported by our U.S. Sister company, I believe they say in English, mm-hmm. Parent company. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. So it was definitely good news for FitAid in Europe.
So can you tell me the FitAid origin story? Do you know its background, its history, how it began?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have two founders in the US, Aaron Hind and Orion Mellahan, and they were friends because their kids went to CrossFit together. And they are both from Santa Cruz, California, which is a little bit of a hippie town in California. So they were very much into everything biological, natural space. And we sometimes joke that they were raised on goat's milk. But and they saw all the kids in the gyms walking around with all the energy drinks and the sugar bombs. And they started to think, hey, we should do something different. And then brainstorming one night, they came up with a bunch of names like Fit Aid, Immunity Aid, Travel Aid. And that's what got the ball rolling. And they originally started, the very first SKU was Golfer Aid, which tastes great, by the way, but it's never coming to Europe.
Golfer Aid.
Golfer Aid. Yeah, it's like it's also a recovery drink, but a lot more stuff to mellow you out. So no.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to be too jittery on a cold course. And then shortly after, they released Fit Aid, like really shortly after. And that immediately got traction in the CrossFit scene because those people understood what it meant that if something's sugar or sweetened with agave syrup and a little bit of stevia, as opposed to sucralose or other types of sugar. So that's where it really took off. And the gym business is very much the key for the development of the Life Aid beverage company.
How do they and how do you thread the line between food supplement and beverage or soda? Because there is a fine line there, isn't there? Because I don't necessarily drink Fit Aid because it's good for me. I drink it because I like the flavor, but it is in the gym, you know? So there's a lot of reasons people are buying it, I think.
So in Europe, we are classified. So you say there's a thin line, but there's actually a very clear cut line between in the EU regulation between what's a food supplement and what isn't. And we are a beverage enriched with vitamins. But yeah, so we focus one that we're a healthy beverage, you know, better than a lot of other stuff that out there. We don't have any sucralose or aspartame or of those artificial sweeteners in there. So that's a big plus. Plus, we pack a bunch of micronutrients into our blends, which help people recover. But we never claim that, you know, drink a Fit Aid, lose your protein shake, or drink a Fit Aid, don't take any vitamins pills anymore. So we stay away from that. And we offer a better for you product at a very specific time and purpose. So we dive into when do people need what, and then we provide that. Yeah.
Linda, how many different types of Fit Aid are there in the European market now? I think I've seen 3 or 4 in my gym. How many are there in total?
Yeah, so there's Fit Aid with the citrus medley, which is the classic.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, and then you have Fit Aid Hawaiian Nectar, which is exactly the same blend, but with a fun, exciting summer flavor profile. One of my personal favorites at the moment, next to the classic. Then we have Fit Aid RX, which is the creatine version. This is the black and gold can.
Mm-hmm.
2 energy SKUs, a peach mandarin and a mango. And then we also have Immunity Aid, which is very much a vitamin drink. It has 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C in there, echinacea, all to boost your immune system. We used to call it Travel Aid and marketed it to airports and stuff. But now we've made it available as Immunity Aid, so it speaks to a wider public. And that's just also a great soda killer. You know, if you have people drinking Coke or 7-Ups at home on the couch, you know, give them one of these. But also tastes great. We secretly call it Fitness Fanta, but we can't market it like that. but it's just it's a healthy alternative to other.
It's not a secret anymore. Fitness Fanta is it from now on. So you told me that the founders were CrossFit parents.
Yeah, and they did it themselves as well. Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously Fit Aid is still like hugely popular with CrossFit community.
Correct.
What other sports is it appealing to? What other sports do you market to?
So we market to fitness. So, and yes, we got most of our traction in the beginning from CrossFit. But with the development of the personal training space, where you see a lot of evidence personal trainers, there are a lot of smart trainers out there at the moment who also like to offer a great product to their company, to their clients or their athletes. And so that is definitely our number one play. So it's not only CrossFit, it's all training gyms. We do well in MMA. We do well in certain yoga settings. What often happens is that we do really well in group class settings where people also socialize a bit afterwards and looking for a drink that matches their lifestyle. In the Netherlands, Padel is taking off, or paddle, I believe. In
Spain, yeah, we have it. Paddle's a huge sport here.
Yes, yeah, and it's developing in the Netherlands, and we found a really good match there. So that's an interesting market we're looking into.
Mm.
Yeah, and like I said, with the other vitamin products, it's also a better for you alternative. So as our energy blends are also speaking to energy drink consumers that are looking for something a little bit cleaner than their classic energy drinks.
You obviously must be a huge fan of the company because of your connection to it for such a long time. What do you, what makes you proud to work with this brand?
Well, I was proud is always a difficult one, but what I really enjoy seeing is like random sightings of people wearing a Fit8 shirt or maybe seeing someone drink a Fit8 in the train, because we're big in a niche in the world where we still have a lot of room to grow. So I really like real world sightings of people drinking Fit8 outside of a CrossFit gym or whatever. That always gives me a good little kick. Yeah.
Hey, sorry to interrupt this, but it would be very much appreciated if you'd give our show a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts, and even share it with your friends. Thanks so much. Back to the chat. I mean, let's talk about how you guys will grow, because you work with a lot of athletes, CrossFit athletes in particular.
Correct,
yeah. Do you find some random drilling next door? How do you decide on the athletes that you work with? Do they have a certain type of style, certain type of personality that they embody? What is it that, for an athlete listening, how would they know if they had a chance to become a Fit8 athlete?
Well, first of all, don't call us. We'll call you. But as you can imagine, we get a lot of athlete sponsorship requests, but our business is not sponsoring athletes. Our business is selling drinks. So if we want to grow in a certain market, in a certain region, we will look for specific people within that. There are some characteristics, of course, that we really stick to. You have to be super friendly. We don't need to be around bad attitudes with our brand, because, you know, we are linking our brand to their face and we want to be open and accessible for everybody. So you have to be the nice boy or girl or man or woman in the space. You have to have a certain athletic prowess, and also some reach, of course, really helps, because it doesn't really make sense in using someone as an ambassador if they have hardly any reach. And maybe if they have a small reach, it can be interesting if it's in a very specific area that we'd like to move into.
I asked this question to a few brands. It's a difficult one because it is a bit like random, but if your brand...
I wouldn't say random, was it? Yeah.
Well, if your brand was an athlete, which athlete would it be?
Oh, the question is really random, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Honestly, I don't think I'd want to relate our brand to being one athlete, because an athlete is all about himself or his or himself. And we are really about being there for our customers and our clients. So if you'd stay in the sports space, I think we'd rather be a coach than an athlete.
Ooh, that's a good answer. Giving me a pep talk at the end of a workout.
Yeah. And being there for the people at the right time, in the right space, and encouraging people to do better and live a bit better, healthier lifestyle.
That's a cool
answer. So yeah, definitely.
Let's talk a bit about your own personal experience in business, because obviously you've gone from being working in the military through the fitness industry and now being quite successful in what you're doing. So what, from the process that you've been through, what advice would you give to somebody looking to start up a business in this day and age?
The number one thing is just do it, because there's also so many reasons not to do something, or there's so many things you could do it better if you only do this before you start. And I'm a firm believer that perfect should never be the enemy of good. And if you want to get shit done, do it now, because there is only now. Yeah. I think that's the biggest one. You don't have to be like have a corporate degree or whatever. If you have something you're passionate about and you think you can make money from it, and just go for it. If you can have fun doing it, go for it.
If you were going to start a business now, what would you do?
It's a difficult one, but I have a passion for food and cooking, so I always have a passion for the restaurant business, which is not a very smart business. But who knows? Who knows? I might ever open up something like that.
I do a lot of content creation for restaurants in Mallorca. Obviously, we have a big tourist industry here, and I do meet some very stressed out restaurant owners. It looks like a dream, but I think in reality, it's a nightmare.
Well, to be fair, I've met a lot of stressed out content creators, gym owners, supermarket
True.
Owners. So, yeah, I think that's in all businesses. So
True enough.
How you go about it. Yeah.
So tell me finally about like how FitAid and CrossFit mm-hmm. are going to continue to work together, because obviously two brands are so closely connected. What's the plans for FitAid in the CrossFit space this year?
So the biggest thing is that like we got to separate a few things. You have CrossFit, the brand itself. You have the CrossFit Games as a brand, and you have the affiliates and the gym owners that we work with. So that's always tricky. You know, what do you mean by CrossFit? So our biggest plans is to stay in the space. Like we're one of the main sponsors for the French Showdown, the regionals. Last year, we were that for the semis in Berlin. So if we're speaking in Europe, we're definitely going to aim to be at the bigger events. In the different countries, we're going to be at smaller events, you know, just to get hands in hands for people to try all our blends and products. So we'll be working there. And also we have a dedicated sales team that does a bunch of gym visits, which you don't really see on our Instagram and that stuff, but we really work hard to maintain those relationships. We visit all the affiliate gatherings where we speak and we sponsor those. And so we really work hard to stay in touch with our gym owners who are our ambassadors in that certain gym for our brand. So that's really what we focus on. We got some innovation coming in our blends, and we have some innovation coming in a new product coming out in May. So we're always working and chipping away and changing things to improve our presence.
Are you guys going to stay in the beverage product space, or are you going to do other things as well?
No, we are 100% a beverage company. So a ready to drink is really difficult to market, because that's what we call it in an industry, in RTD. It's a really tricky market. So you see a lot of supplement brands trying to do an RTD, and they usually find that really hard because they have all these other products to account for as well. So we do one thing very well, and we're going to stick with that. Although we do have some powdered beverages in the US, one point might make it into Europe. So like a powdered FitAid for on the go, so you can throw it in your water bottle when you go camping or something. Yeah. But
that would be cool.
That's not on the books for this year.
You know, one of the things I like about FitAid, apart from obviously how nice the flavor is, mm-hmm. is the way that when the events that I've been to, for example, at the Berlin last year, yeah. when you can buy a wristband.
Yeah.
I love that. So you buy a wristband day one, and you can just basically chug as many yes. FitAids as you possibly yes. can get in your body in the next 3 days. And I think it's just a really, really cool idea, because
it's an elegant combination of the two wants. The one from the consumer, who just wants to try all the FitAids, and us, we want to sample and have people try as many of our products, but without just dumping a pallet on the floor and says, here, take it.
Yeah.
So it's a really nice mix between those two. It gives us a great chance to sample at a elegant pace, and the consumer gets an amazing deal and gets the opportunity to try all our products.
I think, Meg, also if you have the wristband, you're like, you know, you feel a little bit VIP.
Yes, and you are, because when you come to that booth, we'll treat yeah. you like a VIP. And also, like from a marketing perspective, you've bought in to our brand. So, you know, you're dedicated to it because you want to get back yeah. the 10 euro, 12 euros,
yeah,
or whatever.
It's well worth whatever you spend on it. I mean, I remember the first year I went to a semi-final, somebody said, oh, I'm getting the band. And I was like, what are you talking about? What band? I had no idea that was a thing the yeah. first year that I went to a competition. And she led me over to the stand, and I was like, oh, this is clever. You know, so I've always got one.
Yeah.
I always get one because it's such good value, especially when I'm going to competition. Personally, I'm there taking photographs or doing something, making mm-hmm. something happening. I'm on my feet all day long. I don't have time to kind of chill out. So just being able to go and grab a drink and keep going is really very helpful. So I hope you're going to have that in Lyon.
Oh, 100%. I can guarantee you will have the bracelet system in Lyon. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. I think that's all I have for you. Oh. Do you have anything to say to the listener about anything that you want to talk about or anything you want to say?
No, I think we'll just use this as a conversation. want to use this as a like a promo opportunity to blast our latest product details.
No, it's really that.
But yeah, no, I just want to wish them well in all they do and hope they have fun doing it.
Thank you. I mean, it's really fascinating to find out how products get to market. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to meet you. I mean, what a clever guy you are to have seen that opportunity all those years ago.
Yeah, well, sometimes you get one right and sometimes you get one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Heiss. Looking forward to seeing you and Leon. If you've enjoyed the episode, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. It all helps the show to grow. Until next time, thanks for listening and bye-bye.